Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had to dedicate the entire show to Michigan and Michigan State.
Stormtrooper Gate.
Yeah, and fixing everything that went on. So can
we
officially
moved on.
We have, because D'Antonio.
Oh, he shut it down.
Yeah, he put an end to it today, right?
He shut that blank down today. Good. It's shut down for another year, right?
I have no idea why he had to bring religion into it today, but D'Antonio not in the mood to talk about it. I think we solved everything. We made both sides agree, you know, that they need
to
get
fine.
Along.
They're fine
so
until next year.
Okay.
So we have been remiss on your Lions, right? The Lions that are 3-3. The Lions that now are putting together sound, solid performances. In years past, they might stagger to 3-3, and you're like, oh, they had to pull that one out of their ass. That was a big comeback. They didn't look. They still can't run the ball.
Fake comeback against, right? You know, whomever. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Am I wrong? And I'm going to ask the peoples out there, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. They've been 3-3 before. They've been 3-1 before. They've been 4-2 before. Doesn't this 3-3 smell and feel and taste a little bit more legitimate? Because it's sound football, it's ball control, it's running the ball. Am I wrong to say that, and I'm going to end up looking like an idiot?
Well,
that
see,
might be true.
You are, yeah. You're kind of almost getting out, you know, in front of your skis just a little bit.
I know.
Look, I'll be willing to say it if the Lions go out at Ford Field on Sunday and handle their business against the Seahawks, and then we get, and I'm sure you'll go to Minnesota for this one because it will be a monstrous game. We will finally get a huge game where the Lions could get to 5-3. And potentially, if the Vikings lose to the Saints this Sunday night, potentially be in first place in the NFC North.
Do you know who they
then
play?
Then it starts.
Because here I am looking ahead. You know who they play after Minnesota? They're at Chicago.
Another divisional game.
Back to back. The gauntlet.
And the Bears haven't looked as good recently as they started
No. And this week, Seattle is banged up, and the Lions are like a 2.5 or 3-point favorite. And I'm a little bit confused, though, because I can't use the up-down theory this week. Seattle won their last game, and the Lions won their last game.
Well, that's why.
So I'm totally confused.
That's why the Lions are only a 3-point favorite at home.
I believe that's
correct. Because they were just like, we'll just put 3 points. That's got to be it, right? Because I don't even think Vegas has any idea necessarily what it'll be. But I do understand what you're saying and what you're getting at. You know, I don't want to
sound football.
I don't want to totally dismiss that, because watching that game on Sunday, you know, like, I watched the Patriots game earlier this season, okay? I was actually there. You know, a huge
game. Oh, the
game,
Lions, when
football.
They smashed the Patriots.
When they
right.
took care of it and they raised the banner at the end of the game. Yeah.
Correct.
And I think every single Lions fan felt like, all right, in the second half, okay, TB12 is going to come back and this is all going to be for nothing. The Lions aren't beating the Patriots. It had that feeling, right? And it didn't happen. Sunday's game against the Dolphins, I never felt like the Lions were going to choke that game away.
No,
I never felt like that.
Because it was more sound. And here's the other thing. And I don't feel bashful saying this. Like, I heard the little kid on with Valeni. Sully. The Sully kid. I heard him doing.
I thought you were talking about TJ. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's Caputo. No, doing their little NFL blitz. And Sully said, there's a few websites I've seen this on. It's controversial. But, Mike, is it legit or not that Kerryon Johnson's the best Lions running back since Barry Sanders? And I was listening to that driving down here to Little Caesars Arena. I said, it's not controversial at all. Yes, he is. And I'm not saying we'll see how his career, hopefully he stays healthy. But for pure running back skills, yes, Kerryon Johnson has the most skill and potential as any back since Barry Sanders on the Lions.
Well, I mean, we don't have to go through everything. But like some of the quote-unquote better ones by Lions standards, Kevin Jones. Kevin Smith had his moment.
Tell me when you find one.
James Stewart had his
Tell
moment.
Tell me when you find one.
Sean Bryson.
Shut up already.
I just want to mention it. I love mentioning his name as much as humanly possible. Artus Pinner for a second. Kentucky's finest. Yeah, no, I mean,
Reggie Bush is the one.
Yes.
And Javid Best if he had stayed healthy. But
sure.
Again, that was a little bit gimmicky. That was getting the ball out in space and spreading it around. And whoop, have him. This is Kerryon Johnson can run up the middle. He can go around the perimeter. He can catch passes. And again, I don't want to go bonkers or jinx him or anything like that. But that's why this feels more legitimate than a standard 3-3.
Yeah, it's just.
And
this
please
is
don't
what,
record that because I'm going to end up looking like an idiot.
Well, yeah,
I?
The moment they lose to the Seahawks. Yeah. No, I honestly expect them to win this weekend. And maybe that's just me being selfish because I desperately want to see Lions playing for first place in the division in Minnesota the following week. And I want to have, you know, a huge build up to that game. But I don't think it's crazy to sit here and say, okay, this does look like a very different team than what we saw in week 1 against the Jets.
Okay, not only week 1, but here, real quick, I'm going to read this ticket text, 97136. There's a bunch of positive ones, and I want to read this one from Joe in Chesterfield. Last year at the same exact time, everyone said, this year is different. It's real. Eye roll. No. Might have said it looked like they had a good team or whatever.
But they were eking victories out.
I don't think people said it was different. They still couldn't run the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember saying it was different. Jim Caldwell, it was his fourth year or whatever.
They were almost winning in spite of Jim Caldwell at that point as well.
They have won every game by almost double digits. I mean, Green Bay was, what, 8 points?
31-23,
yeah. Yeah, and it's the running game gives you the feel that you can grind it out in the fourth quarter, which you've never felt about the Lions since 1957, or somewhere there's about.
Does this Lions team feel legitimate at this point? 3-3, they play host to the Seahawks on Sunday, they go to Minnesota after that, and let's be real, if the Lions win Sunday and the Vikings lose to the Saints on Sunday Night Football, we're talking about the Lions with 4 wins, the Vikings with 4 wins,
ooh,
a Lions team that will have a chance to be atop the NFC North standings. The phone number is 248-539-9797, and ticket text is at 97136. I'll add this, too. And I know Dan Orlovsky has been the one. What is he? He's working for ESPN now, doing some analyst work and whatnot. Yeah, I know Dan
Orlovsky.
He does
a good job. No, no.
He ran out of the end zone.
Yeah.
I know. I get it. I understand. But he has been saying this for a long time. You get Matthew Stafford a running game,
mm-hmm,
which means – can rely on that. You're not one-dimensional. Play action, passing, you know, things that can start to happen that help an offense, and that's when he can take off. Maybe this is the start, potentially, of the Lions discovering that in a different Matthew Stafford.
We've all,
he doesn't have to win the game every
right,
time.
Right, we've all really said that, but it was more in theory. Huh, I wonder what it would look like. Do you realize since the Jets game, which was just awful and they were just terrible, since that game, they've played 5 games since. In each successive game, Stafford has thrown fewer and fewer passes. It's like from 38 to 30 to 26 to 24 to 22. And that to me, and I said this at the, that to me is the key. If Monday comes around and you're not saying Matthew Stafford was the reason they won or the reason they lost, then you know you have a sound team because you're not putting it all on the quarterback. And 6 games in, how many times has Stafford been the issue on a Monday other than after the opener?
Since the opener, he has 11 touchdowns to 1 interception.
Right. And that's fine. But he's not throwing for 400 yards.
But you don't need him to.
Exactly.
You know, you want that balance.
That's
want-
why it's legitimate-er.
Well, and not only, you know, from an offensive perspective, but what have we talked about a ton as well? It's what we saw even, you know, with Michigan and Michigan State on Saturday. You want to keep your defense off the field. How do you do that? You run the football. You control clock. And that's been keeping this defense that, I mean, yeah, they've been okay, but I don't think either of us think this defense is very good. So you want them on the sideline. You don't want them out there all the time. Try to control the time of possession.
Correct.
And they've done that.
Ticket text 97136. Wojo, the Lions are legit. The biggest difference for this Lions team is balls control. Just like Roberto's night last night. No, ball control. Ball control.
Balls?
Oh, come on, Dre in Plymouth. Please.
By the way, congrats to Roberto.
Yes,
the
job,
phone
Roberto.
Number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Right here, right now. Lions 3-3. They play. They play host to the Seahawks on Sunday. Are you willing to say, you know what? This Lions team, this campaign, 2018, they look legitimate.
We're not predicting super. We're just saying the three victories that they have are legitimater than three victories they've had in previous years.
Making up words.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.